Okay, so let's be honest. Most of us spend a big chunk of our day staring at a screen. I mean, think about it. Your desk is kind of like the modern factory floor, right? And at the center of it all is your monitor. So today we're doing a deep dive into how your monitor setup actually affects everything. I mean, how productive you are, how comfortable you are, even how you feel overall.
Yeah, it's more important than people realize.
It really is. And you sent over some fascinating sources on this, and we're talking everything from the size of your screen to resolution to ergonomics, even that whole blue light thing that everyone's talking about. So our mission today is to go through all of that and pull out the most important stuff so you can make your monitor setup work for you so that you can focus better, feel better, and get more done. I think there are going to be some surprising things in here and definitely some practical tips you can use right away.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, let's jump in. Let's start with screen size because it's not just about how much space you have on your desk, right?
Right. There's so much more to it. One of the biggest things is, well, how much information can you actually see at once? So, if you're trying to work on multiple things at the same time, if you have a larger screen, you basically have more room to spread out, less clutter.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is the sources you sent over, they actually point to the fact that larger screens can help you be more productive because you can see more. You don't have to constantly switch between windows and tabs.
I feel that. I get lost in tabs all the time. But there's got to be a limit, right? Like, I can't just put a 60-inch TV on my desk and expect to, like, become some kind of productivity superhero.
No, exactly. There's definitely a point where it backfires. If you think about it, like physically, if your monitor is too big, you're moving your head and your eyes a lot more just to see everything, and that can actually lead to discomfort and strain over time. And, based on the research you sent, the sweet spot for most people doing like normal office work seems to be somewhere between 24 and 27 inches.
Okay.
That seems to be a good balance where you have enough space, but you're not straining to see things.
That makes sense, like a general rule of thumb. But what about if you have a job where you need to see a lot of detail, like coding or data analysis or even graphic design? Does that change things?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you're doing those kinds of visually demanding tasks, a bigger screen or even multiple screens can make a huge difference. I mean, imagine like a coder being able to see all their code at once without scrolling, or a data analyst comparing huge spreadsheets side by side. It just makes things so much easier and faster.
Yeah, totally. So that 24 to 27 inch range is good to keep in mind. But yeah, depending on what you do, getting bigger or adding more screens can really help. All right, now let's get a thumb that technical and talk about resolution and refresh rate because they sound kind of geeky, but they really affect what you see and how your eyes feel.
Yeah, for sure. Let's start with resolution. So basically, resolution is all about how many tiny dots or pixels make up the image on your screen. You can kind of think of it like a digital photograph, like a low-resolution photo looks blurry if you zoom in, right? Because it doesn't have enough detail. And it's the same with a monitor. If the resolution is low, everything looks a bit fuzzy, especially text, and your eyes have to work harder to make sense of it. But if you have a higher resolution, like full HD or 4K, you have a lot more of those tiny pixels packed in, so the image is much sharper and clearer. And that actually can make it easier on your eyes, especially if you're reading or working with a lot of text.
That makes sense. So higher resolution, clearer image, less eye strain. But you also mentioned screen scaling. What's that all about?
Oh, that's important too. So imagine you have a really high-resolution monitor, like 4K. It's a small screen, everything's going to be super tiny, right?
Right.
So screen scaling lets you make things bigger. You can adjust it in your operating system settings to make the text, the icons, everything a bit larger so you can actually see it without squinting. It's all about finding that sweet spot where it's still sharp but also comfortable to look at. And the other thing about higher resolution is, well, you might not need to zoom in as much on documents or websites, so it just takes less effort to work.
That makes sense. Less zooming, less scrolling, less brain drain. And I guess if you're doing something like graphic design or video editing, that extra detail from higher resolution is really important.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They need all the detail and accuracy they can get. All right, now let's talk refresh rate. This is about how smooth things look when they move on your screen. It's measured in hertz, or hertz, which basically tells you how many times per second the image on your monitor gets updated.
Okay, hertz, got it. So is that like frames per second in a video? Like the higher the number, the smoother the motion?
Exactly. Like if you think of a flip book, The more pages you flip through every second, the smoother the animation looks, right?
Right, yeah.
Same idea here. The more times your monitor refreshes the image every second, the smoother things look, especially if you're watching something with a lot of action, like a movie or a game. And if you have a higher refresh rate, like 120 hertz or 144 hertz, it really reduces that motion blur, so it's just much more comfortable to watch.
Okay, so for gamers, high refresh rate is a must. But what about for regular office work? Like, if you're mostly staring at documents and spreadsheets, does it even matter?
Well, it might not be as noticeable as in gaming, but even for everyday work, a higher refresh rate can help reduce eye strain in the long run. That's because higher refresh rates often mean less flicker. And even if you don't consciously see it, that flicker can tire your eyes out over time. So yeah, even if you're not doing anything super fast-paced, a higher refresh rate can make things more comfortable.
Interesting. It's like a subtle benefit that you might not even realize is happening. Okay, so we've talked size, resolution, refresh rate. Now let's get into something super important, and that's ergonomics, like how you actually position your monitor, because that affects your body, right?
Absolutely. How you set up your monitor is not just about comfort. It's about your health, your posture, everything. And it can actually impact how well you work, too. You know, like if your neck is hurting, it's hard to focus.
Yeah, true.
And all the sources you sent really emphasize that. They show a clear connection between a good ergonomic setup and less pain, fewer injuries, and better productivity.
So what should we be aiming for? Like, what's the ideal way to set up your monitor?
Okay, so there are a few key things. The top of your screen should be level with your eyes, or maybe slightly below. The distance should be about an arm's length away, somewhere around 20 to 30 inches. And then tilt your monitor back just a bit, like 10 to 20 degrees.
Okay.
And what that does is it helps reduce glare, and it puts your screen at a better angle for your eyes. The main thing is you want to avoid having to train your neck or strain your eyes to see properly.
I totally get that. If my monitor's too low, I feel it in my neck right away. So I guess those adjustable monitor stands are really worth it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Being able to adjust the height, the tilt, even swivel your monitor around makes a big difference. You can really customize it to your body and how you work, and that can help prevent a lot of problems down the line.
Yeah, good point. Now, let's talk about something that's become super common. Using multiple monitors, it seems like everyone has at least two screens these days.
Right. It's definitely becoming the norm, especially for certain jobs. And it makes sense because having more screen real estate means you can see more and do more.
Yeah, exactly. Less switching between windows, less mental clutter.
And the research backs that up. Studies have shown that people who use dual monitors can be up to 40% more efficient. I mean, imagine having all your reference materials open on one screen, your work on another, and your communication stuff on a third. It just streamlines everything.
Yeah, no more constant clicking and searching. And it's not just about having more windows open, is it? What about when you're doing virtual meetings and you need to share your screen?
Oh yeah, that's another big plus. If you have multiple monitors, you can share specific applications or document without having to mess around with your whole desk. It just makes things so much smoother and more professional.
That's a really good point. But like, just like we talked about with really big monitors, there must be some downsides to having multiple screens, right? Like, wouldn't it be super distracting?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. If you're not careful, having more screens can actually make you less focused, because there's just more stuff vying for your attention. And you have to be even more careful about ergonomics. If your monitors are too far apart and you're constantly turning your head back and forth, that can really strain your neck. So the general advice is to put your main monitor right in front of you and then angle the other one slightly to the side so you're not moving your head as much.
Makes sense. Keep your main focus straight ahead. All right, so we've talked about size, resolution, refresh rate, how to position things. Now let's get into the actual technology behind the screens themselves. We're talking about things like OLED, IPS, TN panels. It's like a whole alphabet soup of monitor tech.
It can be confusing, yeah. But what's really cool is that each of these panel types has its own strengths and weaknesses. So like OLED, which stands for Organic Light Emitting Diode, they're amazing for color accuracy, contrast, and response time. So for things like graphic design and video editing, where color is super important, they're the gold standard. But they tend to be more expensive, and there's this thing called burn-in that you have to watch out for, where if you display the same image for too long, it can leave a ghost image on the screen.
Burn-in. Okay, I've heard of that. So what about IPS panels? Those seem to be pretty popular.
IPS, or in-plane switching, panels are known for having great color reproduction and really wide viewing angles. So even if you're not looking at the screen straight on, the colors still look accurate. So they're good for like photo editing or if you're working with a group of people and everyone needs to be able to see the screen clearly.
So good all-around performance and all viewing angles. And then what about TN panels?
TN panels, which is twisted pneumatic, they're usually the most affordable option, and they have the fastest response times. So they're popular with gamers who need that super fast reaction. But the downside is they don't have the best color accuracy, and the viewing angles are narrower.
So it's like a trade-off between price, speed, and color quality. Gotcha. Okay, now for a curveball curved monitors, are those just a fad or do they actually do anything useful?
Well, the jury's still out on whether they actually boost productivity, but the main claim is that they're more immersive and can reduce eye strain. And it kind of makes sense because the curve sort of wraps the image around your field of view. So for things like gaming or watching movies, it can feel more engaging, like you're really in the action.
Yeah, I can see that. But what about for actual work? Like, does it really make a difference if you're just typing documents and stuff?
It's less clear-cut for general office work. Some people find curved monitors more comfortable, but others find the curve distracting, especially if you're working with things that need to be perfectly straight, like spreadsheets or architectural drawings. But one thing your sources did mention is that curved monitors can give you a slightly wider field of view, which could be helpful for tasks like data analysis or video editing, where you need to see a lot at once.
So it depends on the person and the task. Gotcha. All right, now let's talk about something that's been getting a lot of attention lately, blue light. It seems like everyone's worried about the blue light coming from our screens.
Yeah, and it's a valid concern. Blue light is this high-energy light that's emitted from screens, and there's growing evidence that it can mess with your sleep, cause eye strain, and maybe even have some long-term effects on your eyes. You know, like our bodies naturally produce melatonin, which helps us sleep, and blue light can suppress that.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that looking at screens at night can make it harder to fall asleep.
Exactly. And then there's digital eye strain, which is basically a bunch of symptoms like dry eyes, headaches, blurred vision, all from staring at screens too long. And blue light seems to be a big contributor to that.
Those are not fun symptoms. So what can we do about it? Like, is there any way to reduce the blue light from our monitors?
Thankfully, yes. A lot of monitors these days have built-in blue light filters, or what they call low blue light modes. And you can adjust the settings on your computer, too. Like on macOS, there's night shift, and on Windows, there's night light. Basically, what they do is shift the colors on your screen to be warmer, less blue, especially in the evening. And there's some research suggesting that these filters can help with eye strain and sleep.
Oh, so it actually works. It's not just some marketing gimmick.
Yeah, it seems to make a difference. And then beyond the tech stuff, there's the good old 20-20-20 rule, which your sources all mentioned. Remember that one?
Remind me.
Every 20 minutes, look away from your screen at something about 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's simple, but it really helps. It gives your eyes a break and prevents them from getting too fatigued.
Easy to remember, too. Okay, so we've covered a ton of information here, from the size of our screens to the light they emit. Now let's bring it all together and talk about what our listeners can actually do to optimize their monitor setup. What are the key takeaways here?
All right, so if you're starting from scratch, a 24 to 27 inch monitor with at least 1440p resolution is a good bet. That'll give you a good balance of space and clarity. Now, if you multitask a lot, an ultra-wide monitor might be a good option. It's like having two screens in one. And if you do stuff that needs a wide field of view, like, I don't know, video editing or something, a curved monitor might be worth considering. But think about what you actually do and how you use your computer.
Okay, good advice on choosing the right monitor. But what about once you have it? What are the best practices for setting things up?
Well, if you have multiple monitors, remember that ergonomic setup we talk about. Your main monitor should be right in front of you, and any secondary monitor should be angled slightly. And if you don't have space for multiple monitors, you can always use virtual desktops. That's like having multiple workspaces on your computer. And no matter how many monitors you have, good posture is key. Get an adjustable chair and monitor stand so you can position everything correctly. And keep that keyboard and mouse at a comfortable height so you don't strain your wrists. And don't forget, top of the monitor should be at or slightly below eye level, about an arm's length away.
All those little adjustments really do make a difference. And finally, we can't forget about protecting our eyes, especially if you're working late into the night.
Right, so use those blue light filters, especially in the evening, and take those 20-20-20 breaks regularly. Your eyes will thank you.
They really will. Okay, so we've done a deep dive into the world of monitors today, from the physical stuff to the tech stuff to how to actually use them without hurting ourselves. And I think the main takeaway here is that choosing and setting up your monitor isn't just a minor detail. It really affects how well you work and how you feel while you're working.
Absolutely. In today's digital world, this stuff is so important, not just for individuals, but for companies too. They need to think about how to create a workspace that's both productive and healthy for their employees.
So for those of you listening, here's something to think about. What's one thing you could change about your monitor setup right now that would make the biggest difference? Maybe it's just raising your monitor a bit, or finally turning on that blue light filter, or making a commitment to take those eye breaks. What's your one small step towards a better workspace? Think about that, and maybe, just maybe, it'll spark a bigger change.